Welcome to the Trending Show. Now here is your host, Mike Quackenbush.
Oh, thank you, Jim. Greetings, loyal trendies. Welcome to this minisode of the podcast. I have been under and over the weather in a back-and-forth fashion, and this has wreaked havoc upon my recording schedule. This minisode is brought to you by Kobe Electronics, by the letter W, and by the number 5. This past Monday, Jeanette McCurdy was the hottest trend of the day, which sent me right to Wikipedia, destination resource for those seeking semi-accurate data. The semi-accurate wiki page on Jeanette says that she played Sam on the Nickelodeon show iCarly and currently stars in the sitcom spinoff from that show called Sam and Cat. She also had a single that went to number 32 on the country charts back in 2010 called Not That Far Away. Who knew? Per these wiki photos, she also seems to be storing some nuts in her cheeks for the long, harsh winter. Jeanette generated lots of traffic because someone leaked photos of her in lingerie to the internet, and people seemed quick to blame her ex-boyfriend and pro-dribbler Andre Drummond. You will recall that a down-on-his-luck Andre, who had nothing but his jeans, was adopted by Philip Drummond and moved in with him and his daughter Kimberly and a revolving cast of maids that included the lady from The Facts of Life. Coming to the aid of his fellow child star in the midst of this controversy was Dylan Sprouse, one half of the Sprouse Brothers, Hollywood's most overpaid fraternal duo not named Wayans. The Sprouses were paid $40,000 per episode of The Sweet Life of Zack and Cody, which ran on the Disney Channel through 2008. Sprouse told Jeanette not to worry about these racy photos getting out, and you can't argue with his comment. About 4 months ago, photos of Dylan buck-naked hit the web. It is much easier to downplay such frivolity when you retired from show business at age 20 as a multimillionaire. A published work covering the entire career of the Sprouse Brothers will be released this July in pamphlet form. Scarlett Johansson was trending on Monday as well when news of her pregnancy broke, and that is quite different from when a pregnant woman's water breaks. The 29-year-old actress and occasional Russian super spy assassin Spider Lady will have all her scenes in the Avengers sequel fast-tracked, so they are completed before her black bodysuit begins to betray that baby bump. I feel a sense of disappointment in myself over the use of the term baby bump, which makes me feel trashy, even though I justified it through alliteration. The term EGOT was trending on Monday as well, and this acronym was brand new to me. It stands for Emmy, Grammy, Oscar, and Tony. Those are the names of awards highly paid, super talented people get for their most celebrated works to make sure their self-esteems are kept high at all times. Filipino-American Robert Lopez pulled off this impressive hat trick when he won the Oscar for Let It Go, his original song from the cryophobic slasher thriller Frozen. He is one of just 12 people to ever capture all 4 trophies, and he did it in less time than any of the other 11. Now, while his name may not immediately ring a bell in your memory, some of Robert's most famous works most likely will. His work on the Nick Jr. series Wonder Pets won him 2 Daytime Emmy Awards, which, combined with an impressive 1,500 skee-ball tickets, he was able to trade in for a real Emmy. He won the Grammy for Best Musical Theater Album for The Book of Merman, a humorous musical about Skeletor's most misunderstood henchman. And one of his several Tony Awards came for his original score of the Broadway production Avenue Q, which I actually saw and really liked. So I'm not going to make a joke about that one. While the Oscars were airing Sunday night, the hashtag #OscarsForVenezuela briefly trended as Venezuelans attempted to draw attention to the immense turmoil in their homeland, and it worked. Global struggles were mentioned during the very first awards speech when Jared Leto, Best Supporting Actor from Dallas Buyers Club, showed his conscientious side and his love of all things They Might Be Giants when he name-dropped Ukraine, Venezuela, and West Xylophone from the podium. I'm glad to tell you that the Cobra Airwave 360 is finally available. It's a Bluetooth-enabled 360-degree speaker system for your home or for your office, or it can even go in your car, or, you know, like a van or a truck or whatever. I especially like the fact that it's shaped like a sleek travel mug, so it goes right into my cup holder. It can also function as a speakerphone for hands-free communication. You can pause music or even answer calls just by waving your hand over it. It's like magic! And the rechargeable battery gives the Airwave up to 20 hours of play. Hey, is that not enough? No? More? How about this? This rugged, all-purpose speaker even works with Siri. So the wait is over, gadget lovers. The Cobra Airwave 360 is here right now, and it's on sale over at Cobra.com. I'd like to thank our show sponsors, Cobra Electronics, for their continued support of the program. The top trending topic on Tuesday was Ash Wednesday. What? Come on, Internet. Also, the arrival of hoverboards made quite a splash on Tuesday as the video announcing them went viral and racked up over 11 million views. The promotional video stars Christopher Lloyd from Back to the Future, pro skater Tony Hawk, and male synthesizer Moby, showing off this mind-blowing invention from HoverTech. It's an anti-gravity skateboard you control with your smartphone. In the video, there is a lot of synthesizer music and imagery of people in a parking lot flying around on these, just like Marty McFly did in Back to the Future 2. And, just like that movie, this is a work of fiction. It's a hoax that was perpetrated on the public by Funny or Die, the Will Ferrell Adam McKay site. All the people on Tuesday that commented on the video saying how awesome the invention was returned the next day to say how that everyone who thought it was real is stupid and epic fail in all caps, and then deleted their previous day's posts. Tuesday was National Pancake Day, which trails only National Funnel Cake Day and National Pro Wrestling Day as my favorite not exactly real holidays. On National Pancake Day, if you went to the International House of Pancakes and you ordered pancakes, you got them. In a related story, if you went to the International House of Pancakes on National Pancake Day and you did not order pancakes, you did not get them. I like that National Pancake Day coincided with Fat Tuesday this year. How I Met Your Mother, which tops all the 2013 most insufferable lists not dominated by the Big Bang Theory, was trending on Tuesday as well, which reminded me that it is still on the air in some fashion. Warner Brothers and Rocksteady, the game developer, not the mutant rhinoceros, announced the new game Batman Arkham Knight coming later this year, and did so with a spectacular trailer video that cleansed my palate of How I Met Your Mother. So, thank you for that. Poonchki was trending on Fat Tuesday, and when I clicked on this story, I was struck by two things right away. First, Polish Americans, I think you're spelling this word incorrectly. Second, I think these are false nuts. CBS News covered these delicious fried treats with this no-holds-barred summary, quote, "Traditionally, the reason for making poonchki was to use up all the lard, sugar, eggs, and fruit in the house, because the ingredients are forbidden to be consumed due to Catholic fasting practices during Lent," end quote. The source for this story, as cited by CBS, was Michigan.org. At first I thought, why that site? Then I realized after three attempts I could not correctly spell poonchki, even if there was a poonchki.com to reference. There isn't. Poonchkis look like donuts with jellies or creams inside, and you know those are always a crapshoot, people. Pastries where something is hidden inside is a dodgy premise. There are a few things I know better than pastry, lip gloss, and social media, so you can trust my judgment. I want to know what's in there before I bite it. It's one thing if we're going to just agree to call it a donut. Fosnot? Poonchki? Now you're inflaming my xenophobia. It's a donut with stuff inside of it. Rachel Canning was trending on Tuesday. She's the New Jersey high school senior suing her parents for support money, including college tuition, which sounds like an MTV series premise if I ever heard one. "I don't want to follow your rules or obey you, mother and father, but I do want all your money. I know at 18 years of age I could have a job of my own and seek legal emancipation from you so that I could really lead my own life, but instead I'm taking you to court to block emancipation and take all your money. This is what our founding fathers fought for. This and Snapchat. I'm 18 and understand only boys, lip gloss, and social media." Come on, tell me that isn't MTV's core demographic right there. Listen, I've got to go take some more DayQuil, so that's going to wrap up this particular version of the trending show, but another version, entirely new and separate from this one, is probably headed to your earholes very soon. Until then, adios, amigos.